protecting against disease and safeguarding health, more has been accomplished during the 20th century than in all the previous history of man. The American Medical Association, in conjunction with your local medical society, proudly presents Medical Milestone.
The breath of life. Man takes his first breath at birth. Life begins. With the last breath, it ends. And when breathing accidentally stops, all efforts are made to restore this breath of life. When was the first effort made to revive the apparently dead? It is impossible to know. Obviously, far into prehistoric times. In the second book of Kings, we are told that the prophet Elisha was summoned to restore to life the smothered boy of the Shunammite.
And when Elijah was come into the house, behold, the child was dead, and laid upon his bed. And he went up and lay upon the child, and put his mouth upon his mouth, and his eyes upon his eyes, and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child. And the flesh of the child waxed warm, and the child sneezed seven times, and the child opened his eyes.
The biblical description suggests that the ancient prophet Elisha applied a combination of techniques that are today accredited as effective methods of restoring the breath of life: chest pressure and mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But in the intervening years, man has experimented with a wide range of techniques, from slapping, whipping, and shouting at the victim to placing live coals on his body. Some of the early experimental ideas had a sound basis. The importance of keeping the body of the victim warm, for instance, had been recognized quite early in medical history. In 1833, in London, the following directions for resuscitation were published.
Turn the feet upward, head down and mouth downward, and so hold by the heels that the water may come out. Let others help forth the water by stroking, crushing, and driving his stomach reasonably hard from the bottom of his belly toward his throat.
There were many variations of this inversion method. In China and Japan, attempts were made to revive drowning victims by strapping them head down on the back of an ox. 200 years ago, the Dutch devised a method of rolling and shaking a victim head down over a barrel, and so on. In the early decades of this century, the popularly accepted technique was the prone pressure method developed by Dr. Edward Schaefer. This acceptance was replaced about 10 years ago by the Nielsen back pressure arm lift method. Variations of this method include chest pressure arm lift and back pressure hip lift. But studies conducted in the last few years have demonstrated the superiority of mouth-to-mouth breathing over all methods of resuscitation, especially for infants and small children. The advantages of rescue breathing are many.
The method can be applied wherever the victim is discovered.
The rescuer can get air to the victim's lungs faster than by any other known emergency method.
Both of the rescuer's hands are free to keep an air passage open.
He has big reserves of air and strength for inflating the victim's lungs.
A small rescuer can breathe for a large victim.
He can continue for hours without exhaustion.
The techniques of mouth-to-mouth breathing vary slightly for infants and small children, for adult victims, for drowning victims. They are easily learned. They should be learned. A 10-second delay may mean the difference between life and death. Mouth-to-mouth breathing is perhaps the oldest and certainly one of the most effective methods of resuscitation. You should be ready to apply it if you ever have the opportunity of lending your own breath of life to the lungs of a fellow human being.
Medical Milestones has been brought to you by the American Medical Association, dedicated to the science and art of medicine, and to the enlightenment of all who care about life and think about health.